Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry talk show with your talk show host Harry Johal. Today we have a very special guest joining us from Hollywood. I'm talking about our guest Marina Anderson, who is ex-wife of late Hollywood star David Carradine, whom we have loved in films like Kill Bill series. And he has a controversial death about which media has written a lot of things in different ways. But today we have invited his wife, Marina Anderson, to talk and discuss about her relationship with her husband. And she has written a wonderful book by the title David Carradine, The Eye of My Tornado. And in this book, she has revealed some information related to meeting with her husband and how ultimately it led to rise of the star and ultimately losing him as a husband. And finally, you know, he had a controversial death, which we will be talking with Miss Anderson to share her point of view about.
Hi, this is Marina Anderson, and I'm on Carry On Harry. Wonderful interview going here, enjoying myself immensely. So tune in and check out my book, David Carradine, The Eye of My Tornado. It's quite an interesting book, to say the least, huh, Harry? Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. This is Harry from Singapore.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm perfectly fine, ma'am. We know we have got limited time, but, touch the story of your life on my show. How would you like to introduce yourself first to my listeners? We know that you are a wife of a celebrity, but, you know, there's a lot of things which are in your book and which are in your life which you would love to share with us.
So,
Ms. Anderson, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did the idea of writing this book come? And, you know, before writing this book, a lot of things have gone into your life. So a bit of information on that part.
Well, you know, I originally started just writing notes as a way of venting my feelings. I always tended to do that in poetry or something like that. And it accumulated to be quite a pile of notes because, you know, every relationship has its unique problems. So I would vent, in notes to myself, and I just kind of stashed them away. And then in talking to people, they said, gosh, you know, this is really an interesting story and what you've been through. You've been through so much, you should write a book. So I just started accumulating my thoughts and things and stashing it away. And fast forward, you know, after I separated from David, I thought, well, you know, this is really helping me. Maybe it'll help some other people. So I started writing more in the format of chapters with a book in mind. And when David passed away, I was really really determined to put it out there to help people. And I went to Dr. Drew Pinsky. I don't know if he's as noted there as he is here. He has quite a noted show, Celebrity Rehab and Love Lines. I mean, he's an incredible, I don't know his official title exactly is, sorry, but he's like psychologist and abuse specialist doctor. And I asked him if he would help me with some issues for my book. And he was just an absolute angel about it. So the interview consultation I had with him became a chapter in the book. It's my whole conversation with him verbatim. It was so profound in helping me get closure. I was compelled to share it with people. So my purpose in the entire book was not to exploit. I mean, when it gets out in the press, unfortunately has a tendency to, take the most obvious, which is some sensitive issue subjects that I wrote about, and they tend to exploit them. That was never, ever my mission with this. My mission was, one, to help myself, and then, two, helping other people. So I am very much out there with my issues as well as what happened in the relationship. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from people supporting me in doing that because it has definitely helped other people, especially in the areas of divorce, just man, you know, woman relationships in general, and, you know, with sexual abuse, childhood abuse, and incest. And so therefore, you know, it can be kind of a, no pun intended, touchy subject that people have been afraid to talk about, and this has helped them, you know, get it out there and help confront their own issues and help get some healing and closure.
Correct. Ms. Anderson, it's very obvious, you know, being a wife of such a big celebrity like Mr. David Carradine, who has been, you know, honored with Hollywood Wall of Fame also. You know, it's not an easy, you know, for a wife's point of view to, you know, handle the career, the lifestyle of such a big star. And I'm very much sure that, you know, whatever media has written, speculations have been there. And that particularly, you know, became your source of inspiration to, you know, put up your story in a more proper way, because since you've been wife of Mr. David. So how is this book different from what media has already speculated about, you know, death of Mr. David and, you know, your lifestyle with your husband?
Wow, that's a kind of a multiple question there. First of all, I never treated David in our relationship like, quote, he was a celebrity. He was my boyfriend and husband. He was my Johnny. That was my name for him because that was his real name, John Arthur Carradine. It was just, he was my man, you know. Other people viewed him obviously as a celebrity and a star. There's a different perspective and point of view when people look at that. Instead of him as a human being, you know, people put him on a pedestal as, you know, they do with celebrities and stars. When it came time to deal with how his death in the press, I was very upset with the fact that I didn't feel things had been followed up properly. And again, I felt it was exploited. And so therefore I set about trying to get information just for myself. I mean, you know, that doesn't seem right. So I'm going to check into this myself. So I wrote about how I investigated and you follow the various sources and pursued leads. And it was very intense emotionally and physically, to deal with all of that. And, I think, most everybody that I spoke with, they wanted to know the truth, like what really did happen. Well, nobody really knows.
Correct.
And even with all the information I got after the first edition was printed, with this new edition I have, with the updated material, I have a lot more information, but there's still no main conclusion as to why, like the motive. My conclusion is I definitely believe that he was murdered because of the information that I got and the documentation, but why is still a mystery, and exactly how is still kind of a mystery. So it's still very upsetting.
Correct. In this book, The Eye of My Tornado, you have covered what all aspects of your life? Is it like the time when you first time met David and how the relationship went on and ultimately towards his death? How is the story format of the book?
Yeah, the format of the book is our relationship. David and I actually met like around 1971, 72 when I was taking acting lessons on the Warner Brothers lot. Fast forward, I auditioned for his show, Kung Fu Legend Continues. Coincidentally, his wife at the time, Gail, our boyfriends in college were roommates together, so I knew Gail. So I would go to the house in Toronto and visit all the time, and they had me guest star on the show. I was a recurring guest star on his show. So I got to know him, David, as a friend. And unfortunately, their relationship fell apart. Ours took hold. And so that was 1995 is when I moved in with David in Toronto. But it actually, the flirtation came about like in 1994. And then we separated and divorced in 2001. So the book covers a little bit before we, you know, moved in together, but it is the core of our relationship. I was his personal manager. I cover everything of what it took to get him back on that A-list as a manager, as a publicist, as his wife. It incorporates so many very different areas, including the very personal ends of trying to get pregnant, what we went through with that. That's going to help hopefully more women out there. Because, and I don't know, you know, really how it is in your country, but here there's a lot of fertility clinics and things like that. And there's this one very, very small minor test that you can take. It's called a antibody cross-match test. And, you know, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars and they don't get pregnant. And bottom line, what we found out is that is what the problem was. It wasn't my eggs. It wasn't his sperm. It was a kind of an antibody problem. So I put that in their book because I'm hoping to help couples save a lot of money and know what to look for. And that should be actually the first thing to look for if they have a hard time getting pregnant. So I have a lot of missions. I have a lot of, you know, things in this book that I'm really pushing for outside of all this, you know, sexual stuff that the press seems to want to glam on to.
You're absolutely right. Somewhere, you know, media always believes in, you know, twisting and turning and, you know, touching the speculative part of a celebrity. They will definitely write about, you know, because Mr. David, in most recent years, you know, he became an A-lister after Kill Bill became such a huge success. And you are the person, you know, somewhere, you know, who is somewhere associated in resurrecting his, you know, career as a big Hollywood star. So for you, definitely the experience of losing him as a husband and, you know, media on the other side hounding you some speculative questions about his death and all must have been, you know, quite torturing. So in this book, have you also tried to, in some ways, you know, answer to the media your side of the story rather than, you know, what they have been, you know, writing about, you know, the things about him?
Yeah, I've you know, gradually doing that. I've slowly started, you know, getting more out in the press as to what I believe really happened. So that that makes me feel good. At least I'm getting more voice out there as to my opinion of what happened. Unfortunately, the files have been closed in Thailand, so it kind of brings a lot of it to an end as far as what information, further information to get. Unless, of course, and this is what I'm hoping, is that someone with some other knowledge will step forward and say, well, this is, you know, this is what I know, and help put some more pieces of the puzzle together. You know, as far as, you know, David and his, you know, struggles and whatnot, when we first moved in together, David had a very heavy drinking problem. He was a quart and a half of vodka a day. He was a heavy alcoholic. And I helped to get him sober. I introduced him to Quentin Tarantino. And through those 6 years we were together, we put so much energy into getting him, you know, back in acceptable with Hollywood. And then, like I said, back on the A-list. And then it culminated with Kill Bill. After we separated and then David went back to drinking, it was really difficult for me, in spite of the fact that we got divorced. And it was not really a happy picture between the two of us because we were fighting in court over things, and I felt he was not honorable with me and what he, you know, promised he was going to do. I still was very much in love with him, and I care deeply, and I love the man still. And so that's part of the reason why I have been on this mission to try and find out really what happened to him. I feel, you know, in the spiritual, people out there who believe in this, I believe he's still around. I mean, I feel like he's guiding me in certain directions to get more information. And I consulted psychics and astrologers and things like that, and I wrote about that in the book. And so I really truly believe that he is still earthbound in a way to get the truth to come forward.
Correct. We also want, you know, that world should know the true picture of you. That's why we thought to get in touch with you and, you know, touch this sensitive subject of, you know, a wife's point of view about, you know, death of the husband. And definitely a book is a very good source of, you know, getting this information. And since you are today telling our audience about, you know, what went around in your life and how do you see David as a husband, and you know, you want to tell your story. I was going through some of the feedbacks that have come from, and mostly, you know, what has emerged from the feedbacks from those, you know, people who have read the book is that it really touches the subject in such a way that, you know, people can learn a lot of things, be it wife, like how to handle a family situation, how to handle a difficult, you know, personality and all those things. How satisfying is it for you as a writer, you know, when people are discussing this kind of things about your book?
It's a very interesting question. Emotionally, I had to remove my, when I'm writing it, I was reliving everything. So emotionally, it was really hard to do. I literally had a roll of toilet paper on my desk because I went through boxes of Kleenex too quickly. So it was very, I would say, therapeutic, cathartic to have written the book, but I just got so worn out. I really had to remove myself emotionally, especially when I investigated his death. Because I cover so many different areas in relationships and careers and about Hollywood, I really feel I gave it I'm a Libra too, so if you're into astrology, I try to keep everything balanced. And I went over that book so many times. I'm like, oh, well, I'm being a little bit bitchy here. I got to change that because that's not fair. That's my emotional viewpoint. I got to put it this way. So I'd make changes because I didn't want to come off sour grapes. I wanted to have a really fair perspective of my view, his view, and what really happened. And the comments that I've received from people who know us and from other strangers is that the majority is that they got it. You know, they felt the love that I put in there and towards him. And to make it a balanced book as far as our relationship, so that was a lot of work, but I did it, and it's been really positive feedback. So I'm pleased.
Correct. We know that, you know, the readers have really loved the content of the book. But do you somehow feel that media has been, you know, kind enough to, you know, accept your book also in similar, you know, tone of, you know, taking it as a more like an emotional side of a wife expressing about the book? Are you satisfied with media's reaction about the book?
The media, I've gotten some recent reviews and they've been wonderful, you know, kind of gripping and personal and sensitive. And so, yeah, so far, I mean, it just, like I said, I've just really started getting it out there and, you know, waiting for some more reviews. I've been putting more effort actually into, I want to see this as a feature film, either for TV or cable or, you know, theatrical release. So I've been putting energy in more into that direction. it's, you know, people are going to think what they're going to think about the book anyway. I mean, there's a couple of, I'd say, fans or, you know, people who are really hardcore, I'd say hardcore David fans, and no matter what you do or say, they're going to find fault with it. So I had a couple people rant on me. But it was clear that they really didn't read the book, and the one person that did, they didn't care. They were going to, you know, trash me anyway. You know, it's, oh, she's out for the money, and she was this and that. They, you know, clearly not, because he didn't have a dime to his name when we moved in together. So I kind of have to, you know, set that aside. But it hurt my feelings at first, and then you got to realize where these people are coming from. So, you know, I can't pay too much attention to it.
Well, you have released the new version of your book. What is the additional information that you have, you know, summed up in this book?
In the new edition, you're talking about the new information?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to read the book. People are going to have to buy the book. I will say that there is, I'd say, at least there's five different other theories as what might have happened to David. But all of those roads lead to the one conclusion, is that it was a purposeful thing that happened to him. It was not, from what I found, I don't believe it was accidental. But the avenues leading up to that conclusion are up in the air, and I wrote about all of those as well. So it is interesting. Some of them are quite like, what? Are you kidding me? You know, it's that kind of like, wow, didn't think of that one, but whoa. And it's all from people coming to me with, you know, emails or phone calls, and it's just total strangers and people that I kind of knew peripherally or mutual friends that say, oh, you know what, I bumped into David a month before he left in Thailand, and this is what he was doing, and this is what he said. And I'm going, wow, that's interesting, you know. So that's what I wrote about, yeah. And new pictures, and there's also, you know, that whole section of stories from mutual friends and people that he's worked with, and funny stories and very endearing, and people will find it not only funny and light and entertaining, but informative as well.
Fine. We would encourage our listeners that do grab a copy of David Cadden, The Eye of My Tornado, written by his wife, Marina Anderson. And you can get a lot of information about life of Marina Anderson on her website, marinaanderson.net. And you can grab a copy of the book itself at www.davidcaradinebook.com. This book is available on Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Amazon, and some other platforms like Kindle and all.
Yeah.
So,
it's a Kindle, Nook, Kobo, and I want to point out, make sure it's the new edition. The new edition has this lovely full-length color picture of the two of us. It's very sensual, but it's full color. The original is kind of like a headshot in kind of like purple and gray. Don't buy that one, but make sure it's the new edition. And it has the lovely new cover, and on the back it's the two of us laughing together. So it's really nice.
Well, definitely, ma'am. It was really lovely, you know, talking to you. And we,
thank you.
We never try to portray our talks from a media point of view, because I wanted to lay up the platform to you in such a way so that you have more scope of expressing yourself as a wife of a person, who David was to you, and what emotional values do you hold regarding your relationship with him, and wanted to portray you in more human way rather than portraying you in more a celebrity wife format. I just hope that you enjoyed your talks with Carrie and Harry show today, and any final message that you would love to give to the listeners of the show itself?
It's keep the communication open. Don't keep things in the closet. Come out with it. Discuss it. There's nothing worse than, harboring feelings and having it fester inside. Just keep the communication open and keep the love going,
Well, definitely, it was a lovely message to our listeners. So, ma'am, I wish you all the best, and we would definitely love to see your book turning up into a film so that more and more people, sitting in far parts of the world, they come to know about life of David Carradine, and also about your life, how it was for you as a wife to handle, such a big celebrity. And may God bless you, and keep writing some wonderful stuff, and we would definitely love to have you back, with some more writing assignments done by you, and definitely some good news about your book being turned into a feature film.
Thank you so much. Oh yeah, one last little tidbit. There's another Marina Anderson that writes erotic books. That's not me.
Okay, ma'am.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel on balabalaradio.co.uk. Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.